This is the Middle East Peace Update Report. I am Bro Steph. Today is June 9th, 2015. The title of today's report is The Great Escape. Now, I'm here in my kitchen, and I'm standing by my butcher block, drinking a cup of coffee. If I sound a little nasally, I apologize. This is the time of year that I struggle with a lot of chronic sinus issues. So please remember to pray for me and Carlin. We desperately need your prayers and would appreciate them. The attacks of the enemy, they just never stop. So thank you for your prayers. Anyway, what I was saying is I'm having a cup of coffee. I'm at my butcher block, and I'm looking outside in my backyard. I'm looking at the sky, and the thought comes to me that imagine if I heard right this very second Revelation chapter 4 come up here, and all of a sudden I'm translated in the moment, in an instant, in a nanosecond, faster than a ray of light hits my eyeball and glimmers. You can't even count it. It's so fast. I disappear. I shed this old body. It's transformed into an immortal, everlasting, eternal body that's going to last forever. And I'm in now the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I can see him. We're all in the air together. We're all above the, I'm thinking above the earth. And there we are. No more pain. No more sorrow. No more arthritis. No more sinus. No more whatever your situation may be. It's instantaneously remedied the moment we hear come up here and that trumpet, last trumpet sounds. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, read the whole chapter. And if that doesn't excite you after reading 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and down toward the 52nd verse, that's where all the real excitement happens, where Paul winds up that letter in 1 Corinthians 15. He winds it up with the catching away, the great escape, where Jesus, our Messiah, is going to call us all to be with him. He's our great hope. He's my great hope. And I know he's your great hope. And the thought of it, when you let the reality of it hit you, and you just let your mind ponder the thought that all of what we suffer because of the consequences of sin in this world, I'm to blame. My sin is bearing down. The consequences of my sin is bearing down on me this very moment. But imagine being saved out of that, where we're never again going to see a loved one die. We're never again going to suffer loss. That every good thought you've ever had, every dream, every goal, every desire is going to be fulfilled in Jesus Christ, our Messiah, in that very nanosecond. Now, if that doesn't get you excited, then I don't know what will, because I get goosebumps on my goosebumps Just thinking about it, it almost brings me to tears, thinking that he is our great escape. And I think sooner than later, there's going to be millions of believers in Christ that are going to hear the heavenly shofar, the last trumpet. They're going to hear it. And just as they hear it, they're going to be with the Lord in the air and will forever be with him. Now, let me just take this one step further. That the Bible teaches that the bride of Christ, once the rapture occurs, the dead in Christ, their bodies are resurrected first. Their spirits are joined to their bodies instantaneously in that nanosecond. And then we follow them, those who are alive and remain, we follow them in the air to meet the Lord in the air. And all of us, the Bible teaches, will never be separated from the Lord Jesus Christ again. We are in a dispensation since the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection. We're in that dispensation of the bride of Christ. And there's the Old Testament saints, that dispensation. Then the bride of Christ after his death, burial, resurrection. And then we're going to have the tribulation saints. And the Jews, the mantle is going to go leave the Gentile realm, go back into Jewish hands. And the Jews, with the tribulation saints, are going to be in their own dispensation. The 144,000 Jewish evangelists that are going to evangelize Israel, they're going to be part of that. But the bride of Christ is special in that we believed before we saw anything. The Lord said, blessed are you who believe and haven't seen me. So there's, I believe, a special blessing for those of us who have believed and have not seen him face to face. And the blessing is we'll never be outside of his presence again. Once the rapture takes place, we will forever be with him. Look at Revelation chapter 19. When 10,000s upon 10,000s come back with the Lord to stop the madness in Revelation chapter 19, we're with him. We go where the Lamb goes, and we will never, ever be without him again. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. So I wanted to encourage you today, and I hope this didn't come across as preachy. I just wanted to give you good news, give you a reason to lift up your head and say, Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed is the name of the Lord. Blessed is the name of the Lord. This is Bro Steph, and I'll talk to you again real soon. Remember, believers in Christ, live out your faith. Live it out. Let the world and people around you see your faith. Don't hide your light under a bushel, under a basket. Get it out there in the open where people can see it. The world needs what you have, and that's Jesus Christ. God bless you. I'll talk to you again real soon. Remember to visit brosteph.org for all of our written materials. Bye for now.